What is the biggest car company in the world? The predictions are in, and it looks like an American company could be back on top.
CNN business correspondent Allison Kosick joins us now. Hey there, Allison.
Hi there.
So what are we looking at? A return of an old favorite to the top of the list?
That's right. General Motors. It could regain its title as the world's biggest automaker. And yeah, this is a pretty big deal. Hey, those bragging rights certainly count, don't they? But remember, General Motors has not held this title in 3 years. Toyota has. Just so you know, the title is measured by the number of global sales, and that official tally of those final sales numbers from 2011, they're going to be reported in a few weeks. But already the expectation is that they're going to show that GM has had a huge turnaround, because what's been happening in the past 3 years, GM declared bankruptcy, it cut its debt, it downsized. You remember it was kicked out of the club here at the New York Stock Exchange. It was delisted, and then it went public again. And then with the help of a government bailout and the slow economic recovery, you know, General Motors is becoming a comeback kid. And it's not just GM, because all American automakers, they are really rebounding. Look at Ford. It expects to have strong profits in 2011. And even Chrysler sales in 2011 are up almost 30%. So we're really seeing American automakers really just having a great comeback.
And are they creating jobs, Allison?
That is to be sort of remained to be seen. You know, one thing that GM did, especially with GM, it really had to become leaner to survive. So it really is questionable, you know, how many more jobs are going to be added. But you know, never say never.
You know, auto plant jobs used to be the staple of the middle class. Is it getting harder to stay in that middle class these days?
It really is. You know, there was a new study from Pew that found out that even if you grew up in the middle class, it doesn't guarantee that you're going to stay in the middle class as an adult. This Pew study looked at children who were born in the 1960s, and then they went back and checked on these kids 40 years later. They were then adults, and it turns out that almost a third dropped down the economic ladder, and that was even before the Great Recession, so you can only imagine what kind of financial shape they're in now. A big reason for this is, you know, they need a higher income to be in the middle class. You know, in the past decade, households had to make between $54,000 and $111,000 just to stay in the middle class. That's almost double the previous generation. And part of the reason why, the key factor, is actually marital status. Divorced, widowed, separated people are more likely to drop out of the middle class, especially true for women and black men as well.
Wow. Thank you, Allison.
You got it.
That's CNN business correspondent Allison Kosick.